to some ass-kicking shiznit. From Null Soft Shoutcast.
Hello?
Hello, this is Betty.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Jive.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. You know, it is that time again.
It's a wonderful day.
It's always a wonderful day.
Yes.
So, hey, everyone, this is Anthony live from Studio A in Tampa.
And hey, everybody, it's Joe live from Studio B in Chicagoland.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 235 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, January 17th, 2022. We are proud to be carried by Shyampa Radio. You can find the Joe and Anthony Show on iTunes, Spotify, Radio for All, and on Chiampa Radio. Visit www.chiampa.org, click the menu, click programming, then clicky-clicky on the Joe and Anthony Show.
Clicky-clicky.
Subscribe, add, like, favorite, do it now. We appreciate it. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out. Roger, get out of here. You're stinking up the place.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Hi, Anthony.
Hi, Joe.
How are you doing over there? Are you feeling lost? Are you in a zone?
I think I am. I think I'm kind of zoned out. Well, I was checking something on the sound settings and everything, and I was listening to one thing, and I was kind of listening to a different thing, and I wasn't listening to all the things I should have been listening to, I guess.
Well, I'm glad I'm here to help you along.
Yes, I greatly appreciate that. So, yeah. So, we got a cold front moving through us.
Oh, boy. Florida cold front.
Florida cold front.
Florida frostbite.
Yeah, it's going to be 30, upper 30s.
Upper 30s.
Upper 30s in the morning. In the morning, yeah, it's going to be like, I think, like at 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, it's going to be like 37 degrees.
You know, that's right, Ezel. Shyampa, like wine, gets better with age. It's true.
Yeah, I guess so. Sure, I'll go with that. I'll go with that.
If we get bubbly, that's a different story. That's because we're eating too much pizza or, you know, fine foods.
Are you getting bubbly, Joe? Are we having a bubble moment?
Yeah, I've been having a bubbly moment all day long.
No,
you know,
that happens. So, but yeah, so we got a nice little cold front. It's going to get a little chilly here. And then, oh, God, yeah. If you live in Florida, watch out. Insurance rates are going crazy. Mine doubled for my house. It was ridiculous.
Jeez.
Yeah, I know. It's a very expensive state to live in, you know? It's like...
Sandy.
You know, and it's funny because, like, the big seller, oh, there's no taxes and blah, blah, blah. Well, no, because you get raped by everything else down here. You get raped by groceries. You get raped by insurance. You get everything. Everything is so damn expensive. I'd rather go move to fucking Hawaii. At least it's nicer there.
What's the price of gas these days in Florida?
We're usually, surprisingly for that, we're usually around the national average. So we're about, I think, $3.17 a gallon-ish.
Okay.
I haven't gotten gas for about a week, so I don't know what it is right now. I only really pay attention when I have to get gas.
I guess.
So, but I think it, last time I saw it was like around the $3.17, which I think was... It was about on par when I was up north in Massachusetts. They were about the same. I'm sure Chicago's more expensive. It always is. For gas, it's probably $4, $7, $20 a gallon or something like that. So, but
$47 a gallon.
$47 a gallon. $47 a gallon, ladies and gentlemen.
Sounds like jet fuel.
You got that right. All right. So what about you, Joe?
Wanted to take a fun moment to just say how fun the intro has become.
Fun intro.
Our show morphs over time. You know, we try different things, different audio adventures. And I also want to say, just personally, Kevin MacLeod's music is always fun. It's what we pretty much use for all of the background tracks.
Oh, yeah.
And
news
stories and segments and that kind of thing. So. Just wanted to give those little shout-outs because I think it's important.
Important.
So, on a completely different note, believe it or not, most of the Love Boat, that 1970s show with all of those famous stars, is kind of new to me.
I'm discovering it. Yeah, I discovered it like about a month or so ago.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I don't watch it consistently because usually it's not on when I'm home. But I'll catch it like on the weekend sometimes and I'll watch it. And there was a time when it was coming on and I actually got to watch it regularly, but I think that was several months ago. But yeah, it's, I'll catch it from time to time. It's an interesting show. Very cheesy, but very interesting.
Since I have the Paramount Plus, it's on there.
Oh, so you're going through it that way. I see.
Oh yes. At least two episodes a night.
Okay.
And it puts me in a good mood, to believe it or not.
Well, you know, it was lighthearted, cheery, witty kind of thing. You know, you haven't gotten to the episode where they kill everyone on the boat.
All right. Well, tonight's grain is Mandarin cookies.
I am doing 7 of 9.
7 of 9.
7 of 9.
I see.
Yeah.
And have you heard of THC Zero?
No.
Well, apparently THC Zero is a psychedelic which is 3 times stronger than weed.
I see.
And it's made in a very dangerous and complicated fashion.
Ooh, that sounds even more exciting.
You might be seeing it out sooner than later because it's not really regulated right now.
Oh, it's like that other stuff that was out there with that THC Delta 7 8. Or Delta 8. That's it, Delta 8. Yeah, same.
Well, this is like way stronger than Delta 8.
Oh, my God. What the fuck are these people doing?
I know. So, Anthony, do we have any voicemails?
We do, actually.
We do?
We actually do. We. You're quite surprised, aren't you? Yes, we have a voicemail. Hold on, let me cue it up here. Give me a moment. Let me find my mouse here.
Uh-oh, the Clay people are in control right now.
They might be. You never know. Okay.
I'm surprised your mother's not in the chat room this evening.
Yeah, me too. This is interesting. Okay, hold on. Well, we have a voicemail, but I can't seem to access it right now.
Oh no!
It's okay. We'll be okay. We'll figure it out soon enough. If we
are, we
get
having
to
telephonical
it, we'll get...
difficulties?
Yeah, we are. I think I know what's going on. I have to make a slight adjustment somewhere. So why don't you make a little announcey announce, and I'll see
well,
if I can
you know,
fix this
our
really
chat
quick.
Room is open for you. So if you're listening live, just go to chiampa.org. That's chiampa.org. And our phone lines are actually open right now too, I think.
Maybe.
I don't know if it's
that might. Well, we're fixing that right now.
Okay.
We're hopefully so in the process of fixing that.
Whether you're calling in on your celly, your touchtone desktop phone, or your rotary dial device, give us a call at 813-327-8566. Soon enough, we'll be getting into Anthony's Weed Corner.
Yay, Weed Corner. That's always fun.
Yep. And then we'll have our fun word of the show from a word provided by your mother.
That's always fun, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then we've got some fun stories coming up for you. I know Anthony's got some interesting stories.
Ooh, interesting, exciting stories.
Yes. And I have some interesting and exciting stories, too.
Yay.
And, of course, Phil's McGinty, you know, he's always out there. And
Phil's McGinty is always kind of, you know, yeah.
No. Last week we passed him by because my voice was just killed.
It yeah, just that was died. Kind of a, that was kind of a, you were kind of in a bad state with that one. Yeah.
I was struggling.
But you're doing better now, right? So
I
you
am.
Know, so that's important. That's important. You know, so we're good about
the
that.
The key is to breathe.
Breathe. Deep breaths. Deep breaths. Deep breaths. Deep breaths.
Breathe.
Breathe. I don't. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. How about that?
Breathe.
Whew, my goodness. Yeah. Right? That's some heavy breathing going on there. Yeah. Right. I'm trying to find this thing.
Oh, no.
But I can't seem to find it now. I don't know why. And I was fixing it just the other day too, because I had to fix it for something else. And
does this prevent you from going into the weed corner?
No, it does not. It just prevents us from getting phone calls.
Okay. So folks,
but
unfortunately,
so hang on. Well, I'll still work on it. We usually don't take phone calls this early, so I'll work on it in a little bit. We'll do weed corner here though. Let me open weed corner. I can work on it when Joe is doing his thing. All right, so our weed corner. First story comes from High Times from Nicole Porter. The Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors voted unanimously on Tuesday to introduce an ordinance to start fining illegal cannabis businesses. Any cultivation or dispensaries operating without a permit in unincorporated areas of the county could soon be charged up to $30,000 a day.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? That's a lot of moolah there. Yes. Although the introduction was approved, the ordinance still needs to be voted on by the board for formal adoption. Unpermitted commercial cannabis cultivation is profitable and has thrived in the rural Antelope Valley because of how easy it is to set up operations. Communities in the desert continue to report illegal large-scale cannabis grows that have been accompanied by water theft, trespassing, trash, and use of dangerous pesticides and fertilizers, putting residents' health and safety at risk.
No bueno.
No to the boy to the no. All right. So our next story also comes from High Times. And this comes from Benjamin Adams. Oh, yay, I found what I'm looking for, too. Hold on.
Yay.
Perfect. I found my setting. All right, and we'll go to a voicemail after this. Two compounds commonly found in hemp, CBGA and CBDA, were identified during a chemical screening effort as having potential to combat coronavirus, researchers from Ohio State University said. In the study, scientists bound to spike proteins found on the virus and blocked a step in the pathogen uses to infect people. The researchers tested the compound's effect against alpha and beta variants of the virus in a laboratory. The study didn't involve getting supplements to people or comparing infection rates in those who use the compound as opposed to those who don't. So the study should be taken with a fine grain of salt, as it's been only conducted in vitro, with no human scale study being conducted at this time. But you know, you might have some additional medical uses there. So, all right, let's see if this comes up for me. There we go.
Password.
I don't know what the password is. Hold on. I think that's it.
Have one new message.
All right.
Press 1-4. First
there
message.
Uh-oh, I know who this is.
I think I know who that is, too. That's how I felt last night. That's how I threw at that muscle.
He's
sounds like he's ill, but sounds like he's talking.
I think so. He's out. I think Ezel was calling from the bottom of a bong. Planet Mars, clay people.
Press 3 for advanced
Thank
options.
Thank you, Ezel.
Press message deleted. No more message. Goodbye.
Oh, lovely. Lovely. All right, Joe. That's it for your weed news. Back to you, Joe.
Okay, Anthony. It's time for our word of the show. Are you ready?
No.
Well, today our word is sanguine, and sanguine is a noun, and it means optimistic or hopeful, especially in a bad situation. Like this people's sanguine nature about the future provided hope that things will get better tomorrow, or something like that. Hey, the more you know. Only at the Joe and Anthony Show. Excuse me.
Wow, that's right, quite exciting.
Go ahead and take it away.
Holy glorious buttholes and fallopian tube surprises.
Oh my god.
Oh bloody hell, it's me, Roger, and this is your National Day moment, for today, well it won't be today, if you're not listening today, anyway, today is January 17th, 2022, and oh boy, it's Martin Luther King Jr. Day, National Classy Day, National Bootleggers Day, and what all your diodes have been strained to the limit waiting for, woohoo. It's National Hot Buttered Rum Day.
Ooh.
Wowzers. Joe is going to twiddle softly on a small fake wheel of fortune that somehow causes our Anthony to push a button that makes a wheel spin. Will it be the insurance wheel? No, no, no. Yes, yes, yes.
Hopefully
Let's
not the
see what happens.
Wheel.
Twiddle away, Joe, and push that button, Anthony. This has been a Roger the Robot audio production.
Go fuck yourself. Roger Robot Productions, my ass.
Now you listen here, Betty. I'm tired of you making fun of me. Either love me or purge your memory circuits.
I'll purge your memory circuits, Roger. Oh wait, never mind. That will make you shit the floor. Wow, okay. We've taken up way too much time with this mini Roger and Betty telenovela. So take it away, Anthony.
Alright, thanks, Betty and Roger. All right, here's the wheel. Give the wheel a spin, Joe.
Oh, boy. Woohoo! It is the insurance wheel, Roger.
It is the insurance wheel. That's why our insurance doubles every month. All right. Holy buttholes and fallopian tubes. It's time for your random news. Well, that actually went along pretty well. Tonight's random story comes from WFLA News and tells us about two local women who had a drive-by glittering attack, Florida style.
Oh,
27-year-old Caitlin and 29-year-old Sarah went into a man's apartment on Fairwood Avenue just before 3 a.m. on Monday and started arguing with him as he stood on his fenced balcony. Both women threw a container of glitter at the victim during the argument, according to Clearwater Police. The affidavit stated that the man was hit in the head and torso. Officers say Sarah then climbed over the balcony fence, went into the man's apartment, and threw more containers of glitter at. Where the fuck are they getting all this glitter from? She then unlocked the front door, to let Caitlin inside as well, according to reports. Once she was inside the apartment, police said Caitlin also threw more containers of glitter. Do they not realize you got to take the lid off and throw the glitter at the people? You got to take the glitter out of the container and you throw it at people. According to police, Sarah left the apartment complex in a vehicle that was then traced back to her Seville Boulevard home. The arrest affidavit states the vehicle was still warm to the touch and had glitter inside when police found it. Sarah and Caitlin were both arrested and charged with felony burglary with assault or battery. Sarah was also charged with criminal mischief because police said she kicked a window until it broke as she was leaving the apartment. And that's it for your random news. Back to you, Betty.
Oh, Betty.
Betty.
Wow. Anyway.
Betty.
Hi, Betty here. I hope you're having fun with these two idiots. Anyway,
that's
all this fun. You two
idiots
can experience fun. Do this now. We prefer if you did it live, but leaving a voicemail can be entertaining too. Just give us a call at 813-327-8566.
Just make sure you take the phone out of the ball.
While you're tuned in at Chiampa.org, be sure to check out Headphone Meditations with John Dubose, and The Toppers Radio Show, the Inept Supervillains Podcast, and the many other fine shows we carry on Chiampa Radio. Be sure to visit Chiampa.org for our complete broadcast schedule, and much, much more. And now, for Joe's weather and fucked up, oops, I mean, informative news. Back to you, Joe. Betty out.
You know, Betty, you've been a bit of a bitch tonight. I don't know what
she has been, hasn't she?
Yep.
You should let her battery run down. That really pisses her off and puts in her place.
Well, before we get to the news, sourced by our very own Chip Skipper, it's time for our Chiampa Chicago weather from our very own Chicago's Midway International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently overcast and 29 degrees. The dew point is 18, giving us a wind chill of 21. The humidity is at 63%, and while winds are howling out of Joe's butthole from the northwest at 9 miles per hour.
Oh, boy.
And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Moose poop detection is high. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 21. Expect gusty cloud farts blowing in from everywhere. Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 39. More gusty cloud farts in store. Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 24. Blustery with gusty cloud farts still in play. And Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 16. Yay, no more gusty cloud farts. Friday, sunny with a high near 24. And for the weekend, looks like a chilly weekend in store. Maybe some light snow on Saturday and a dry Sunday with temps ranging from the low 20s to the 30s. And that's it for my weather. Anthony, press the any key for the news.
And now for the news.
So, Anthony, I did share with you my news copy. I don't know if you got that.
I don't know. Did you put a link in the thing?
No, I shared it with you. Just like you shared the documents and I shared the documents. But anyways, we'll just get into it, folks. Okay. There's a new big cooking tool in town. Got a lot of bacon to be made. Drivers on a Tennessee highway on January 14th encountered an unusual oversized load traveling down the road. A 14,360-pound cast iron skillet said to be the world's largest. South Pittsburgh Lodge Cast Iron Store, the future home of the Lodge Cast Iron Museum, had the gargantuan skillet, which measures about 18 feet from handle to handle, created to serve as a draw for the attraction. The store shared video on Facebook showing the massive pan, which Lodge Cast Iron bills as the world's largest cast iron skillet, being hauled on Interstate 59 on the back of a flatbed truck. The Lodge Cast Iron Museum is under construction and expected to open in late summer. The museum will offer visitors from across America a destination to immerse themselves in the history and behind-the-scenes making of some of the most beloved cast iron products, cast iron cooking, and the robust culture that surrounds it. The museum's website states. How nice.
Sounds lovely.
Yeah. Well, a Chicago tradition extends to the beyond. For year after year, applications came in from a modest home in Bridgeview to the Cook County Assessor's Office, seeking property tax breaks that are available to senior citizens on fixed incomes. And even after the listed homeowner, Joseph J. Lombardi, died, Cook County Assessor Fritz Kagi and his predecessor, Joseph Berrios, kept granting those tax breaks in his name, records show, for 6 years. Someone kept filling out paperwork in the name of the dead man, who'd been paroled to that address after serving time in prison on a conviction for threatening to kill a man who owed juice loans to Lombardi and other mobsters. Kagi's investigators confirmed in December 2020 that Lombardi had died several years earlier after visiting the home, which remains in its name. The assessor's staff determined that whoever really does own the home would have to repay the tax breaks they got that they weren't entitled to. Altogether, $22,884 in taxes, penalties, and interest. It's a Chicago tradition, though, you know?
That's some hefty taxes there.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Fiddle!
Oh, there
cough,
you go.
Cough,
Fiddle McGinty.
McGinty. Fiddles McGinty. Well, a ball of human hair started by an Ohio salon owner before being turned over to Ripley, believe it or not, broke a Guinness World Record when it grew to 225.13 pounds. Stephen Warden, owner of the Blocker Salon in Cambridge, said his son inspired him to start Hoss, the hairball using clippings from his customers, and the ball grew until it was large enough to be featured by Ripley's Believe It or Not. From there, it was possibly going to go into a museum, and it was pretty much going to end there, Stephen said, told Guinness World Records.
And then someone tried to flush it down the toilet, and it got stuck, and they poured a giant thing of Drano in, and it dissolved the hairball. I don't know.
But Haas was officially weighed in December and certified at 225.13 pounds, breaking the record of another one of 167 pounds set by Missouri barber Henry Coffer in 2014. It actually has changed my life, Warden said. I did it because of the love for my children and my future grandchildren. And just to show that, you know, if you have a crazy idea, don't worry about what people are thinking. Just do it. Fiddles McGinty. And that's a wrap on Joe's News, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his On Crack news team. Back to you, Anthony.
Ew. A 225-pound hairball.
Yeah. Of all different people's hairs and gunk.
Ew.
And pollution.
Ew.
And who knows what else?
Oh, goodness. All right. Well, let's move along then.
Well, we're a little early because I just heard the gong.
That's
so
fine.
So we can talk.
Well, okay.
You know,
we can talk.
The hairball story is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
You know, the dead getting tax breaks. I mean, it's only in Chicago that you'll ever hear something like that, I think.
I don't know. I think it's probably more prevalent than people like to believe it.
You think so?
You know what? It's just one of those things. It's in large urban areas. I can imagine sometimes the checking of people's validity doesn't necessarily always happen. You know, I mean, somebody could have died. And if the property was never transferred to somebody else, if it's still in the dead person's name, which it was, if they had applied for property tax, it was still in the dead person's name.
But someone had to send in this application.
Whoever's living at the house sent in the application, that's for sure. There's grifting going on. But I don't think it's that hard to... Well, I mean, you eventually don't get away with it, but I don't think it's that hard to get away with, especially if they didn't, transfer the deed of the house, you know, because it's still in the dead guy's name. So as far as the city knows, it's still a valid property. Anyway, do you want to be part of this derailed Southern Fried tire thumping toilet seat licking GMO loaded experience? Then give us a call at 813-327-8566. I fix the phones.
Yay!
Or you can send us an email at playus@triampa.org. This week on This Way Out, a ringing resemblance for queer black feminist theorist Bell Hooks, lesbian can top pop star Denise Ho. Is that Denise? Yeah, Denise Ho is busted in Hong Kong indie press raid. Oh, no. And in other news, Sengel's legislator nixes tougher anti-queer laws. The UK expands Turing's law pardon eligibility. Israel opens surrogacy service to queer couples. A Taiwan court grants adoption rights to a gay co-dad. And Cuba proposes a new pro-marriage equality family code. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out to the International LGBT Radio News Magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joan Anthony Show on Chiampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll continue to sanguine. Is it sanguine? Sanguine?
Sanguine.
Sanguine. We will continue to sanguine in 4 minutes when we return. All right. What am I doing?
I have pressurized my apartment today with farts.
With farts? My goodness, that sounds exciting. All right. We're going to take a break.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Chiampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Chiampa Radio. Flashback.
Use Ajax, the foaming cleanser. Clean pots and pans, just like a whiz.
Ajax cuts grease faster than any other leading cleanser.
Use the pain, the elbow packs, when you start cleaning with Ajax.
Ajax really polishes as it cleans.
So use Ajax, the foaming cleanser. Bump the dirt right down the drain.
My gosh, they're right. Foaming action Ajax makes even the dirtiest pan shine like new in a jiffy.
So use Ajax.
J-E-L-L. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O pudding.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O cup.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Almond Joy's got nuts, mounds don't. Almond Joy's got real milk chocolate, coconut and munchy nuts too. Mounds got deep dark chocolate and chewy coconut. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Beautiful Almond Joy's got nuts, beautiful mounds don't. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
Hey, Betty here. Did you know that as far as data bits are concerned, they do not concern themselves with dimensions? They move in a linear direction to any endpoint called for. Then they are renewed in a glorious bath of data and they become new data bits that are instructed to move on to someplace else. Rinse and repeat. As far as they are concerned, their world is flat. They worship no one. But hey, was that too intense for you? Maybe you can answer me this. Have you seen my data crystal 9? Please call me now at 813-327-8566. Right away with information I need to know. Buddy, buddy, buddy out.
How many times did you need more time when there was no more time? How many times did you think to yourself, gee, why can't I buy time? Time, 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 time. buy time for a dime. How many times did you think to yourself, gee, I wish I could buy time. Time, 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 time. Time, 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 time.
Joe Wisdom Audio Production.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit.
All right, here we
from
go.
From Null Soft Shoutcast.
All right, go ahead and cue one of those robots.
Wow. Anyways, hello, Roger here. Welcome back. Thank God it's today, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, whatever Anthony's got up next. But first, I want us all to take a moment to ponder why Betty is so mean to me. I'm really a gentle, loving robot. I have my faults. Do we not all? Oh well, if I could sigh.
My God, now he's getting all emo on us.
But he wasn't
finished. Is he supposed to
finish? Wow. Anyways, hello, Roger here. Welcome back. Thank God it's today, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, whatever Anthony's got up next. But first, I want us all to take a moment to ponder why Betty is so mean to me. Why? I'm really a gentle, loving robot. I have my faults. Mm-hmm. Do we not all? Oh well, if I could sigh, it would be a sad sigh. Anyway, I will perk up friends by telling you to grab your favorite snacks, beverages and or devices. I know you all too well, you horny biatches. Do Ooh. It now so we can get started with Anthony's crazy Ooh. Everything. And Joe, now would be a good time to mute any moves pooping you had in mind. Okay, take it away, the lovable Anthony.
Thank you, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Okay.
You're welcome, Joe.
All right. All right, everyone. Before we continue, it is time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently lightly cloudy and 59 degrees. The humidity is currently at 64%. The dew point is at, I don't know, where's the dew point? 47 degrees. And the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight will be mostly clear with a low around 44. On Tuesday, sunny with a high near 64. On Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 48. On Wednesday, it will be sunny with a high near 72. And on Wednesday night, it will be partly cloudy with a low. I almost said sunny. Wednesday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 56. And that's it for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay. Now time for some crazy Florida news. Alrighty. You can click on my linky and we'll open the news. Hold down control and hit clicky. It's the blue one, I think. The new script one.
It's very dark blue. I don't really know what that says.
I don't know either. I don't know what the whole thing with that is. But yeah, just... There you go.
It doesn't do anything.
Control and click.
Did something open up in the background? Oh, yes. I opened twice.
There you go. All right.
We need to open it once.
We've migrated to a new tool here. We're using a different software.
We're getting used to it.
So we're adjusting. We're adjusting right now. So, all right. And as Joe adjusts his microphone, I will go into the next track.
Hello.
And start. There we go. The Florida news. Our first Florida story of the night comes from the Villages News.
Ooh.
Yes, our favorite place. A deputy was on patrol at 1:16 a.m. on Sunday when he observed a white Ford F-150 pickup on County Road 462 with the vehicle's engine running, the headlights on, and the brake lights activated. The driver, later identified as 23-year-old Wyatt of Oxford, Florida, was asleep and had his foot on the brake. I don't know how people... I could never do that. I know if I fell asleep behind the wheel, I'd go careening off a cliff. And if there was no cliff, I'd find a cliff and I'd careen off of it. Deputies knocked on the window and attempted to wake up Wyatt. However, he was unresponsive. All of the vehicle's doors were locked, and there was an unopened can of Michelob Ultra beer in the cup holder. Yeah, isn't that exciting? So exciting it got a special effect. That was our whole budget for 2022, was that special effect. I hope you all enjoyed it. It only comes around once. When Wyatt woke up, he refused to roll down the window and tried to honk the horn. He also did not obey commands to put the truck in park. He opened the beer and attempted to drink it.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Jeez. A deputy used a tool to break the pickup's window. The deputy put the truck in park and turned off the ignition. When Wyatt got out of the truck, he was unable to stand on his own. He admitted he had consumed a lot of alcohol. He refused to participate in a field sobriety exercise and would not provide a breath sample. He was probably smart, because if he had done that, he would have lost his license for a lot longer than the time he would have lost it for refusing to do that. Wow. That's a little loophole here in Florida, I've learned. I think you lose your license for 6 months, maybe 12 months. But in a lot of cases, if you refuse the field sobriety, if you refuse to do anything, it's a 12-month suspension. If you get nabbed with alcohol, you are looking at longer than 12-month suspension and tons of legal fees. So what's happening now is a lot of people are now refusing, because this is Florida, this is the freedom state, so you cannot forcibly take, you know,
freedom,
a sample from someone. So now these nitwits are basically foregoing field sobriety testing and breathalyzers and blood tests, so they can just get the minimum suspension and be done with it. It's a lot cheaper that way. He was arrested on charges of driving under the influence and resisting arrest. He was also ticketed for an open container violation. He was booked to the Sumter County Detention Center and released after posting a measly $2,000 bond. All right. God bless Florida. Our next crazy Florida story of the night comes from Wink News out of Fort Myers and tells us about a man who had to make an unusual pit stop during a vehicular theft. Early on Tuesday evening, the DeSoto County Sheriff's Office began receiving numerous calls about a person riding through homeowners' properties on a red side-by-side, which is kind of like a golf cart, all-terrain type of vehicle thing. It's a beefed-up golf cart that can, like, go, you know, it's like an all-terrain golf cart with a two-seater. The man, Joshua, even approached one caller and asked if he could use their electrical outlet to charge his angle monitor. A detective responded to the call, and when he saw Joshua near Southwest County Road 760 and Terrell Street, and approached Joshua, who was allegedly behaving strangely. No shit, Sherlock.
Looks like a rough James Bond type.
Yeah, something, right? When the detective attempted to figure out what was going on, Joshua reached into his pockets, causing the detective to hear several suspicious clicking sounds. When the suspect refused to keep his hands visible, he was immediately handcuffed. The detective found a box cutter in his pocket with the blade out. A check on the side-by-side revealed the vehicle had been reported stolen out of Charlotte County. The detective ran a check on Joshua and found not only was he on house arrest, well, he did have an angle monitor, but he also has an extensive history, including burglary, battery, and grand theft. And now Grand Theft Auto. He faces charges of grand theft of a motor vehicle and resisting arrest, both felonies. Isn't that lovely? Lovely.
Maybe he'll be included in the next GTA game.
Maybe. You never know. God bless Florida. Our
sexy,
final and
silly
naked story of the night comes from CBS News.
Really?
About a man, a strip club, and his pussy. Deputies were called to the Emerald City Gentlemen's Club in Murdoch, Florida, on South Florida's Gulf Coast shortly after 9 p.m. last Tuesday, after the owner told Everett, 47, to leave after it was discovered that he had brought a kitten into the strip club with him.
Meow.
Instead, Everett sat down outside the business and called 911.
Meow.
It's the best thing to do in Florida. When you've been wronged, call 911. It's like 1-800-ASK-GARY. When the deputy spoke with Everett, they noted that he appeared intoxicated. They told him that he needed to leave the premises and assisted in calling a taxi for him. When the taxi arrived, Everett wouldn't cooperate with the driver. Instead, he began yelling and causing a disturbance and insisted the club owner had committed a crime by denying entry to him and the pussy. He kept calling 911 on his cell phone, even though deputies were already on the scene. I want new deputies. Can you send me new... I want a new set of police officers. I don't like these police officers.
What an adventure. Can I get a different...
What? What an adventure for the cat. Yeah, right? Tell me about it. Everett was placed under arrest and had to be forcibly retained. He was booked into the Charlotte County Jail on charges of misuse of 911, disorderly intoxication, trespassing after warning, and resisting arrest without violence. He was being held on $4,000 bond. The kitten is reportedly in custody of animal control. And that's it for your crazy news. Back to you, Betty.
Is it time for one of those robotics?
Roger,
I think so.
You stink. Well, you can thank the database that you're tuned into, Shyampa Radio. Come join fun. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two lovable idiots, and don't forget me and that other robot, Roger. Be a part of our unique studio experience. Be sure to visit us at chiampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule, and did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just scroll down to the chat room, pick a nickname and chat. But now, go grab your bongs and inhale biatches. In just a minute, your two lovable stoners are going to start conversing about this, or that.
Or
hold on,
else.
Woohoo, here it comes, the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, the lovable Joe and the lovable Anthony.
Well, thank you so, so much, Betty. Thank you.
You got it, Joe.
There we go.
So, you know, your stories were quite interesting. You know, it's like a drunk man and his cat.
Yeah, well, you know.
Trying to get into a strip club to...
I try to find that sweet spot sometimes.
That was quite a balanced approach.
There you go. There you go. So, yeah.
And... what else do we have in your news tonight? Because, let's see, we had the Florida man with his charging ankle monitor. That's a new one.
Yeah, you can't
go wrong
with that.
Is it USB-C or USB-A, USB-B?
That's a good question. I didn't even know you would recharge those types. And I mean, if he was on house arrest, son of a bitch ain't home no more. Where the hell are the police coming after it? What? Hello? Did the ankle monitor not do anything? I mean, seriously, what the fuck? Dude left his house, commandeered an all-terrain vehicle, started riding around a neighborhood, and I mean seriously, and they had to call the police because whoever was monitoring his ankle monitor clearly did not give a shit about his whereabouts at that time.
Exactly.
I'm like, they were sleeping because this dude like went off the radar and.
Yeah,
no, everyone. I'm like, I hope, you know, a whole bunch of them probably should have taken advantage of it that night. Someone was sleeping in the control room. That's for sure. Oh, my Lord.
You know, though, I want to go back to one of your weed stories. The whole thing with certain CBD elements blocking COVID. That's actually quite nice news.
It's different,
to hear something natural, once again.
Yeah.
Defeats... all of these things created something natural. That's, you know.
That's I mean, do keep in mind it was all small scale in vitro things. So it apparently wasn't productive enough because it didn't like move on to more stages. But it did have some promise to something. So who knows if we'll find a way to use it later on down the road. You know, that would be interesting.
So we've got some time if you want to ring us in at 813-327-8566.
Yep.
You can join the fun.
Yep, our phone lines are open.
Our phone lines. We're feeling sanguine tonight.
Yes, they're actually working this time around. They're good, I think, yeah.
The phone lines are sanguine.
They're sanguine. They're something, Jesus. So... I gotta shift. My ass is falling asleep in this chair. I know, right?
Do you need a new... You need a vibrating pillow?
That might be a little too much.
Well, just at a low setting. Low setting.
There's no such thing as a low setting.
Or maybe like a massaging one that just has a... You know... It feels like some fingers are on your butt.
No. Yeah, exactly. I'll just sit on a massage pad of butthole fingers. Yeah, that's exactly.
You know, they make all kinds of things. They do.
I have a smushy thing I can sit on, but I just haven't.
Really?
Yeah, I forgot to bring it into the studio with me to put it on the chair. And, of course, now once we're underway, they don't unlock the door until we're done. So, I mean, the fire could break out and they won't let me out of here. So, you know.
Yeah.
I tell you, it's a freaking racket.
So, what is a fire door, by the way, Anthony? Unfortunately, there was that situation in the Bronx where a bunch of people died because they breathed in all that smoke. But they're saying a fire door was supposed to automatically close.
Yes.
How does that happen?
Okay. Well, okay. I don't know where that came from, but sure, we'll go ahead and entertain that thought. You've seen it around Chicago in most office buildings. Probably you've seen it for a while. I remember these doors being in existence for decades. Not surprising, because Chicago usually leads with a lot of fire code. A fire door is a, well, first, obviously, it's a heavy door. It's a metal door, or a solid wood door that, you know, has like a 3 or 2 hour fire rating on it. So what happens is, the doors, basically, they're just doors. They're doors that have a door closer on them, and they just close. If you let it, they close. What's so special about them is a lot of times they put them in hallways, or you're like kind of, they'll section off hallways or different parts of a building with them, and the doors will normally just always be open, and they're just open doors. And what happens is when a fire alarm goes off, there's a magnet that holds these doors open, and the magnet turns off, and the doors just, they just close. It's really that simple.
How does the magnet know to turn on?
Because the fire alarm is wired to the magnet.
Oh.
So if the magnet is always on until the fire alarm. Once the fire alarm comes on, the magnet turns off, so it releases the door and the door will close.
Got it.
And then that section, because that was the problem with the Bronx fire. The Bronx fire wasn't fire. It was smoke, because the apartment caught fire, and I believe they left the door open. When they left the apartment, the door was left open. Which in any, I mean, that's just self, all, I mean, as you notice, many, many high, especially high rises in Chicago have self-closing doors. These doors just don't stay open on their own.
Oh, yeah.
Everything is, a lot of these doors are self-closing. Exactly.
It was a self-closing
door. And that's why. That's exactly why. That if a fire broke out in your apartment, the door would close behind you, would contain the smoke, it would contain, because your apartment on Clarendon was, it was a concrete box, yes. You know, it was a concrete building, yes. Steel and concrete. You had concrete walls between you and your neighbors, concrete, yes, above you, concrete below you, so you were in a concrete box. So, and that's the concept of high-rise apartments, is that if a fire breaks out, it will burn out in that apartment. It might destroy the fuck out of that apartment, but that's all it's going to burn out.
The concrete is fine.
Everything else is going to be fine. Everything, the, yes, concrete's going to survive, the building's going to survive, nobody else is going to get set on fire, stuff like that. So what happened in like New York is they left doors open, they left stairwells, and that's the thing. Like if you leave the door open to an apartment fire, and then you open a fucking stairwell door in the same floor, you get a huge draft. So because you know you get negative pressures and all this, and it just becomes a big mess. So that's a fire door, just a door that closes when there's a fire.
I see.
Yeah.
But if there's smoke, that's not always the case, and a fire alarm may not be going off at that point. So what they probably need is like a carbon monoxide detector that can...
Well, you don't want to close the doors if there's a carbon monoxide detector that goes off.
True.
No, fire alarms are very sensitive nowadays. It doesn't... Most Fire alarms will detect smoke in a fire before most people will nowadays, yeah.
Now, so. I know I just replaced my combination smoke fire alarm last year, but I regularly test it to make sure that all functions are functioning.
Well, that's
it's in the furnace room.
Okay.
You know, well, there's no other need for it to be anywhere else but the furnace room. But apparently,
you should have one in your living space, and you should have one in your sleeping space. You know, I mean, if you're smoking a bowl and the bowl, you fall asleep and the bowl is lit and catches something on fire, the furnace room smoke detector ain't gonna notice that.
You
should always have one, and you should always have one in your sleeping space, regardless. If you have a malfunction with anything in your sleeping space, anything that malfunctions, you should probably pick up a couple smoke detectors.
Yeah.
I would recommend that.
Will this be can I write this off on Shiampa Radio expense report?
No, you're stuck with it. I can't tax deduct mine. You can't tax deduct yours.
Damn.
You're stuck with it. I'm sorry. Good news is they're cheap now. So they're pretty. You can get a 2-pack now for like $20. So they're pretty cheap now.
That's not bad.
At least throw one in your sleeping space. That's kind of important. So, speaking of which, the ugly lights are coming in, and my mouse is on fire right now. So, I don't know what happened here. Roger was doing something with the rechargeable batteries, and it's kind of smoldering right now. I'm not going to touch it. I'm just going to push it over here. I'd like to thank you for tuning in, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake way.
Well, we didn't get to a show title tonight. So
I thought we had one. Did you write one down in the beginning?
Well, but then we had some other ones that kind of came up.
Oh.
But we did have Finding the Right Things. We could go with that.
We'll go with Finding the Right Things. We're always trying to find the right things.
Okay.
We'll go with that.
Well, then let me tell you, Anthony, mouse accelerants are known to do that. Wow.
Apparently.
The new automatic robotic fire extinguisher rushed right in and put that out.
Yeah.
I feel sanguine all over. Anyway, glad you could join us tonight for the Joe and Anthony Show.
Are you getting like a kickback every time you say the word of the day tonight? You can make your commute more commutable with weekday rush hour hosted by Betty starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. Traffic with toppers at 3:30 Eastern every weekday. Also, be sure to catch classic radio programming on Thursdays, Radio Free Labor on noon on the weekends, hot dance mixes 2 to 6 on Sunday, T-Dance.
You know, since your device is already tuned in, why not keep yourself perpetually embellished in programming with extra added Technique audio procedures? How do I do this, you ask? Well, it's easy. Just keep any one of your devices perpetually tuned to Shiampa Radio. That's right, maybe it's a tablet, come sex toy in the playroom, or maybe an Amazon Echo device in the kitchenette, or maybe it's your phone while you're taking a dump on the toilet. Whatever the situation may arise that says, damn it, I need to listen to Shiampa Radio right now, just point your favorite browser to chiampa.org. That's right now.
What? I didn't know that sex toys actually had streaming radios built into them. When did this happen? Did I sleep through this one? I mean, that's kind of interesting. That's like unusual.
Well, you know, they all have apps, and
I didn't know that the Jeff Stryker RoboThrust could tune in my favorite NPR programs. I'm like, Jesus, wow.
Or your favorite DJs.
Or my favorite DJs, or whatever. Wow, I have to run out today to my local, well, it's Florida, not many of them, sex toy store to buy when we won. That sounds exciting. Now I know what to advertise for Dollar Miscellaneous next week. Oh, yeah.
Do they have sex stores in Florida?
Very few.
Very few?
Yeah. It's a red state.
Uh-oh, Ezel's pants are on fire.
Oh my God.
Him and the clay people, I'm not sure if they're having a good time of it over there.
I don't know. They're getting a little wild. I have to watch
Those
out
clay
for
people
them.
Are getting a little ornery.
Well, that's what happens when you're stuck in a cave for a while. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We will
Thank
be back
you.
Next Monday. Check out our blog at Shiampa.org. If you're interested in recasting our show, contact us. Play us at Shiampa.org. And remember, folks, don't forget to charge your angle monitor before you pass out drunk in your truck with your pussy that was denied entry to a strip club. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for This Way Out with a B for buttholes.
This
Okay, yeah. Well, there we have it.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.